There are more than 100 million people on the online social networking site MySpace.com. Users cross borders and span continents to meet and swap information about just about anything. The Internet's top search engine, Google, averages more than 100 million searches per day. People around the globe are literally asking billions of questions each month. Information has always been a commodity in the business world. Now more consumers have access to it as more of them log online. But Google CEO Eric Schmidt warns that because there is so much information and so many people sharing it, some businesses are, well, shouting to be heard.
Every piece of data on the Internet can be thought of as a move in a game. You don't like some information, spread some misinformation.
Earlier this year, computer software giant Microsoft landed in hot water when it took steps to polish its image. Critics complained that the company planned to pay for entries about itself on the free content encyclopedia Wikipedia.org, well known for its volunteer staff. Microsoft says that's not true. A company representative told VOA that Microsoft simply offered to pay an outside expert to correct entries about the company on Wikipedia. Google CEO Schmidt says the criticism surrounding Microsoft is a product of the new business information world.
There might be some businesses who wanted to affect some outcome, who might spread some misinformation. Let's call that bisinformation. All of a sudden, information takes on power, and partially false information or completely false information is hard to distinguish in this new world.
Governments recognize this too, and some are cracking down on what they don't like. The media watchdog group Reporters Without Borders says in a recent report that 52 people are currently imprisoned in China for criticizing online government policy. 10 others are held in other countries for the same offense. Google, among others, are often criticized for censoring their services to operate in countries such as communist China. But as Internet access spreads to more remote areas, Schmidt says information will empower more people.
They're going to discover that their governments are not treating them very well. They're going to discover that the other town has better resources, better health care, better education, and so forth. They're going to be annoyed.
And this empowering will dramatically change how companies approach both individual consumers and their governments. Sean Maroney, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。